Good morning. This may have a little different direction as I share with you what it's like to be alone during this time of shelter at home, now into the 8th week. For background, my husband and I moved to Santa Rosa from Chicago in 1998, looking for a more peaceful environment after retirement from corporate jobs. Also, better weather. We were going to live together in Sonoma County into our 90s. We joined First Presbyterian Church in 1999, actually looking for a church before we bought a house. In 2010, I said goodbye to my dear Tom after a long journey with Parkinson's. I was 73. Now you'll know how old I am. We fast forward to 2020 and the pandemic. Everything in Sonoma County shut down right before my birthday on March 19th. A friend picked up dinner curbside from the restaurant and brought it to my house, one of the first curbside dinners. Those first few weeks didn't seem so difficult. In fact, it was rather peaceful with nothing on the calendar. I was going through picture albums from before photos were online and cleaning out drawers, which, yes, brought me great joy. How do my days go? Well, they start in my living room with a cup of coffee. It becomes my little sanctuary with lots of windows. I look out on my gnarled oak trees and olive trees, which are so biblical. I check the weather, read a quick news briefing, and tell the Lord, here I am today, alone in this shelter at home. Walk with me, and may I look for special blessings along the way. I have several favorite devotionals. I may read a psalm of lament, right now. And there is so much to pray about. Emily's recent prayer on the pandemic, which I have now heard twice, opened my eyes to things I should be praying about. I pray for our church staff. I pray for our missionaries all over the world and those close to home whose jobs are really intermingling with people and now they can't. And last of all, I journal. I'm on my third 10-year journal. This year is more important than anything. This pandemic is historic. In all of this, I have many things to thank God for. I'm in my own home. I'm healthy. The garden has been beautiful all spring, one of my joys. I have grand neighbors and have friends all over the country who keep in touch. I have friends here who are also alone. And a few of us have made a pact that we would keep in touch so that no one gets sick alone or needs something and can't get out. A number of weeks into this, I got a text that a college friend in New Jersey had died of the coronavirus. He and his wife had good friends at Wheaton College. George played football and apparently was still very healthy, but was gone in about 5 days. This brings you up short. This is a time of grief and sadness. People are sick and dying all over the world. People have lost jobs. My own family is an example. 3 family members work for airlines. Retirement savings are slashed. Rents can't be paid. And people in this country are hungry. After many weeks of this, suddenly your own grief and loss begins to surface. Mine did last week. And for those of us alone, we're cooking alone. We're eating all our meals alone. We're watching the news alone. Going to church alone in our living rooms. Sitting in the garden alone. Listening to music alone. And for me, it's become a big deal to drive to the postal box to mail a letter from the car. We also need to laugh a little to break the tension. A few days ago, I told my daughter-in-law in Georgia I'd run out of lettuce, and it wasn't time to make my weekly trip to Pacific Market first thing in the morning or right before they close when few people are there. She called the next morning and told me to go to my front door. It was before 8 o'clock. There were beautiful roses in a big box of mixed lettuces she'd had delivered. What joy and smiles and laughter it brought. So this is a snapshot of one side of life in this historic year. In the last line of one of Mary Oliver's poems, she says, "Stillness, one of the doors into the temple." And in the last part of Isaiah 30:15, one of my favorites, are the words, "In quietness and confidence is your strength." Peace to you all.